News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The number infected with the coronavirus in the U.S., 232. At least 14 people killed. This as the selling continues on Wall Street.
It came from Larry Kudlow, the president's top economic advisor. Right now, the Trump administration is indeed considering some economic stimulus measures in response to the coronavirus. This is a bit of a 180 from the administration.
Fox's Blake Berman, President Trump, who signed the $8 billion emergency funding bill to fight the virus earlier today, is now getting a firsthand look at devastation from tornadoes Tuesday in the Nashville area. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
Donaldson Christian Academy, a pre-K through high school in one of the hardest hit areas of Nashville, was leveled. The school's headmaster hopes President Trump sees the damage to bring attention to the help the community needs.
But I also hope it brings a spotlight to the resiliency in this community.
At least 24 people killed in the tornadoes. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is very good for the next few days, including the entire weekend. For today, look for lots of sunshine. It's going to be a nice one. High temperature in the low to mid-60s. Boy, we deserve this. Mainly clear tonight. Kind of chilly. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s tomorrow and Sunday. Beautiful weather. Abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. Monday's high will be in the low 70s. Chance of showers by late Monday. And a better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man wanted for domestic violence is now behind bars. We're told 22-year-old Alnikio Davis was taken into custody after he allegedly threw scalding liquid on a family member last month. He is expected to be charged with first-degree assault. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling met for the first time Thursday. This group will study the impact gambling could have on the state of Alabama. The group now has till December 31st to report its findings back to Governor Ivey. And this week's rainfall totals have led to flooding across the river region. Dozier Road is closed past the Montgomery Wind Creek Casino up to the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge at the Alabama River. Montgomery's Riverfront Park is also closed until further notice. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
God bless America. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
61 degrees outside. Stock market is down 491 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
Very good, very good. How are you?
Busy? Good. A little crazy day, but yeah. Sorry for being late getting in the studio. I had to take care of some financial business and transactions and things like that. But it's gorgeous, with the exception of the wind. This morning, there was no wind. A little while ago, there wasn't any wind. I got to the studio, there's wind. I mean, it's like kite flying weather out there today. With that, 272-9228, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Today is Legislator Roundtable with Representative Mike Holmes and Senator Clyde Chambliss. And we'll be doing that from 2 to 3. That's always a good time. Get you guys up to date with what's going on Capitol Hill here in the great state of Alabama. Wow, man. I know.
Deep breath.
Deep breath. Deep breath.
A lot going on.
A lot going on with the Benji decided yesterday, last night, took him on a walk. And what I do is when we leave, he sits and he stays. I open the door, I go out first, and then I tell him to come, and then he comes. When we come back, he sits in front of the door, tell him to sit, stay, open the door, take his leash off, open the door, and say, come on. So last night, a little something different. Got finished on our stuff and said, sit. Took his leash off. Boom! He takes off. You would have thought you were at in Shorten, the Greyhound Park. I was going like, damn, that dog's fast. So he takes off and he's over at the neighbor's house. And they've got a dog. And that dog is going nuts.
Yeah.
And so the neighbors turn on the lights and go, I'm sorry, I'm Dan Morris, your next door neighbor. And who's this guy listens to the show, by the way, which is good. So I'm telling the story. So, Gary, thanks for having patience with me. And so I took Benji home, and he was in a gigantic timeout last night. Gigantic. He's like, well, I just wanted to go see my friend.
What is it about when they're in timeout they just become extra adorable?
They do become extra adorable. I mean, I tell you. So that was last night, and then this morning he took him for a walk, and then he came back, and he was real fidgety, and he was like, and so I wasn't going to go take him for a walk immediately. I was going to make him work for it. So we went back out for a walk, and about an hour and a half later, and did pseudo some of his business. But he came back, and he was running through the house. I'm out of time out. I'm out of time out. He was really galloping through the house. He was going, look, this is a house. You're supposed to run to the house. Didn't they teach you that when you were young or something? I said, I am young. So I'm teaching you now. So Benji is good shape. He's got 10 pounds of milk bone dog biscuits.
Yeah.
He wants to know if he should open up a savings account. That kind of stuff. You know how those things are. You know how that is. Okay, we have a lot of news we need to cover here. This Elizabeth Warren thing is getting kind of interesting, by the way. Let's start out with the Alabama inmate Nathaniel Woods is executed last night. Listen in.
An Alabama man has been executed despite pleas to save his life. Nathaniel Woods was present when three police officers were killed in Birmingham in 2004. But it was another man who pulled the trigger. That man, Kerry Spencer, is also on death row, but he's yet to be executed for the crime. Outside Woods' prison before the execution, his sister held up a page from his trial transcript. She says it shows he was surrendering when the shot rang out. Relatives of officers Harley Chisholm, Carlos Owen, and Charles Bennett watched Woods die. Bennett's widow spoke afterward.
This will never, ever bring closure, and it certainly won't bring Rob, Carlos, or Harley back.
Woods died just after 9 o'clock last night without offering any last words.
Yeah, how are you put to death? I don't understand the story when it says another man admitted to pulling. There's so many questions here. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and that's why so many people were objecting.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
Okay, let me explain this to you. he did not pull the trigger. Someone else pulled the trigger. But if someone dies and you are an accomplice,
yes,
then you meet the same treatment as the person who pulled the trigger. And when he said, well, he was surrendering, that's what he testified to. That's what he said. Nobody else said that. No police officer or anything like that said it. We had an interesting case that happened at the old Ski Lodge Apartments off Southern Bypass.
Yes.
And what happened is there's this Hispanic that was there, and they knew he got paid in cash. So on a Friday, these three guys go burst into his house to go rob him. Well, he made so much money, he owned a gun. So they come in, and bam, he shoots one dead. So the other two run, and then they finally capture him. They got charged with murder.
Right.
They weren't even part of the thing. They didn't even hurt the guy. The guy killed their friend, the accomplice in there, and they're on death row right now in the great state of Alabama. So the moral of the story is, whenever you do something, whoever you're doing it with, like robbing a bank or you're driving a car for drugs, you're going to be treated the same way they are. So don't get involved in that, period. Not that anybody in my audience whoever would do that. But I thought it was interesting. Gail didn't, they didn't know that. They didn't have enough sense about what's going on with that to know how Alabama law works. And a lot of states are that way, and it's very, very effective. Do you have that WSFA piece that I gave to you? This is something we're going to be talking about with the Legislative Roundtable, but this is the Governor's Gaming Study Group held its first meeting led by Todd Strange.
Should the state expand gambling options to raise revenue? The Governor's Study Group on Gambling Policy met for the first time today. Governor Kay Ivey created the group to examine the consequences of legalizing gambling like a lottery. Political reporter Lydia Nussbaum tells us the goals of the group.
The governor's gambling study group hopes to clear up confusion. For years, there's been conflicting views on the impacts of a lottery and gaming.
We got about 8-9 months to do that.
So the group's goal is to give the governor a report on the facts and to possibly find ways to legalize a lottery that benefits the state.
By giving them once and for all what the factual situations are, what's the best revenue, and what you might even use the money to do.
The governor's study group met for the first time Thursday. Members tried to gather as much information about gaming as they could.
Did they say there was no compact required for slot machines? Because don't they fall into it?
That's a great question. What's the definition of a casino?
The chair wants to talk with experts from other states to find the best practices.
But Georgia's done a great job with the lottery. Mississippi has done a really good job on the table, side of the equation.
The report is due by the end of the year. The group may also submit policy recommendations, but it is not required.
Now, every state surrounding Alabama already has a lottery. The last time a lottery was on the ballot here was in 1999 when it was defeated by
constitutional amendment. It's really a blue ribbon commission. It's got Young Boozer, Todd Strange is on it. It's got a really good group of people. So long as they investigate whether, if they do lottery, that opens up Class C gaming for the Poarch Creek Indians. Ritz, hang on for me. Dan Marsh Show coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River. We're easy to get to if you had never been here. Take I-65 and then take that North Boulevard exit. Then take the Louisville Street exit at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right three times. Let's just make you a little loop back around to the river. You'll pass our RV park we've got open. You can get down here and enjoy living on the river or for a weekend or a week or two. And come on down to the restaurant. We'll cook up fresh seafood, fried, steamed, grilled. Talk about something out of the steamer this week. Some of the snow crabs, big old fat ones, you know. Dip them down in that butter. That's making you hungry, I know. Steamed oysters, oysters Rockefeller. Good old ribeye steak on the grill. Amberjacks fresh. So good fish, good eating. And let's talk about good times on the river Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock. This week, a killer show. That's right, Tennessee Redemption's in town. First time here. Longtime players Jeff Jensen and Brandon Santini both have put together this band. So it's a killer band. Tennessee Redemption at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5. We'll be cooking up fresh seafood. Come on down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Feeling like your engine isn't running the way it should? You might be in need of some fuel treatment. It can help your engine run smoother and improve your gas mileage. Right now, we've got two bottles of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment for just $8, plus a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We can sign you up fast in-store, or you can go to AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Happy Friday. Thank goodness the sun is finally out. We finally have some nice weather this week. I know it's been very dismal and dreary and rainy the past few days, but this is our very last on location for Paw It Forward 2020. We are at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers in Prattville. Make sure you come out and see us. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. Very last day for you to deliver donations straight to us in the van. If that's been something that you have been wanting to do, make sure you come out and see us. So don't worry, all the barrels will still be at all five of our sponsors throughout the weekend before everything is picked up on Monday. So Sunday will be your very last chance to drop off any donations you possibly have. We are going to be delivering everything to the Montgomery Humane Society Tuesday morning to be divided up between the other three local Humane Society shelters. So we're excited. Thank you for making this a success. It looks like we have collected a lot. Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers until 1 o'clock today. Come and see us. Happy Friday.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Friday.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for taking my call, friend.
Absolutely. What's up?
I just wanted to add to that story about that person that was executed for the murder of those police officers.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't an innocent party from what I read. As a matter of fact, there was a witness to all that. That was a surviving police officer out of the four that got that went in there. Three of them were murdered, and that guy was the one that was just executed. He facilitated that ambush by luring these police officers in there while that other person ambushed him. Yeah, he might have acted like he was surrendering, but he didn't bother to tell anybody that those police officers were about to be ambushed. As a matter of fact, according to the witness, which was that police officer, he was directing that guy to shoot an officer, showing him his location. So, yeah, he was rightfully executed. I have no problems with it. No matter how these bleeding hearts try to make it look, he was not an innocent party.
Well, and, you know, I appreciate someone trying the sanctity of life and that type of thing, but they need to kind of understand what the law is in Alabama and what the circumstances are, and they didn't bother to do that. And you know, Kim Kardashian, I mean, she, some of the stuff she said, you know, they're murdering a person who didn't commit murder. And, you know, Kim, you need to read the Alabama law. If you're an accessory, you did commit the murder.
Yeah, well, those three police officers would be alive if he didn't lure them back into that apartment. So yeah. He's just as much part of that murder as the shooter. And, you know, I can understand, you know, people's feelings on capital punishment, but let me tell you something. When you go murdering police officers, I draw the line there. I mean, we've got to make sure that we have some kind of incentive for people not to kill police officers. And the only way you're going to do that is you discourage them by making sure that they are executed for their hard labors to kill our police officers. Because I don't tolerate that at all. I have no sympathy for anybody that kills a police officer.
Well, and again, I thought it's just like what Gail King was talking about. She was going, you know, she didn't know any of the information. And don't talk about something that you don't know about. That's what really bothers me. And all these people, whether it's Martin Luther King III, whether it's Kim Kardashian, I mean, know what you're talking about before you get up and make this big public thing. Because when you do have someone that needs to get off, you're not going to be as believable.
Well, that's true, and she's just hurting her own credibility. I hope she's smart enough to realize that.
Yeah, I think that win on with President Trump got her kind of going in the wrong direction, and again, you need to, and thank goodness on the Lady Jones, I think her last name is, they Trump operation did a very good job with the research on that, and so that,
yeah,
you know, they didn't just haphazardly get involved in it.
Yeah, well, you know, I would give that advice to anyone that's listening to a celebrity. You might want to double-check their so-called facts.
Definitely. Rich, I want you to have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I know you can find this hard to believe, but the Trump administration is being criticized for late coronavirus response.
Really?
Yeah. Can't imagine that. And it's funny how they're going back in time. He has a good conversation with Newsom. Newsom actually compliments the president for his response. But then he had to kind of backtrack and said it's a good response, but it was late. And I'm like, why did you have to do that? And it's because somebody got to him. You can't say nice things about it. So let's listen to CBS talk about Trump administration criticized for the late response.
The U.S. government is getting some criticism in the race to respond to this crisis. The CDC is accused of botching the initial rollout of testing kits and not getting more Americans tested for the coronavirus sooner. Ben Tracy's at the White House, where President Trump is saying not to worry. Ben, good morning. This would be a challenge for any leader. What is the president's next step?
Well, the president was supposed to visit the CDC in Atlanta today, but he has now canceled that trip. He is expected to sign that $8 billion emergency spending bill. That will help fund an eventual vaccine and more testing. But there are still a lot of questions just about how many tests are available and who can actually get tested.
Everybody has to be calm. It's all going to work out.
On Fox News Thursday night, President Trump once again downplayed the threat of coronavirus and complimented his administration's response.
I think people are viewing us as having done a very good job.
But Congress is already investigating the slow rollout of coronavirus testing kits that are just now reaching labs across the country. In Minnesota Thursday, while visiting a company that makes protective face masks, the vice president acknowledged a shortfall in the number of kits available.
We don't have enough tests today to meet what we anticipate will be the demand going forward.
On Wednesday, Pence made this estimate.
Roughly 1.5 million tests that will be available this week.
That's, and you can hear the undertone of this whole thing. You know, before we get into more of this, the... one thing that Paul and Christy Mello with their great realtors. You heard me talk about the guy that's in the real estate business in an adjacent state to us, just raved about the type of work that they do. But they are top to bottom great, and particularly in the river region, they can help you out an awful lot in listing and selling that home. They will help you prepare your house for sale and for showings. They have decades of experience and are happy to share those secrets for properly preparing your home to get it ready to show. And here's the tips. They'll give you tips, they'll give you strategies, advice on what sellers want and are looking for. How do they know? Because they're working in your market and they're talking to buyers that are there, and they've sold property in your market. So give them a call because they are spectacular. Paul and Christy Mello, they are the best. 399-7648, 399-7648. Skip Zillow, call Mello. They are with a great company, and so you need to go by and see them or call them. It's not going to cost you a thing. Let's go to the second part of this, this spot here on CBS.
Yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar explained that each person needs more than one test.
By the end of the week, we believe we'll have shipped enough for 75,000 people to be tested.
Azar added that a private company would be able to provide material for another 400,000 people to be tested. So this week, roughly less than 500,000 people could actually be tested. The mixed messaging has frustrated lawmakers like Patty Murray from Washington State, which has been fighting the deadliest outbreaks of the virus in the U.S.
I am deeply concerned that I do not have the trust in this administration right now.
The state's governor, Jay Inslee, has been fiercely critical of President Trump's handling of the virus response, but he sounded hopeful after a meeting with the vice president.
I want to focus today on the work we need to do in partnership. And I can tell you that I think that this is a good partnership moving forward.
The White House is pushing back on reports that Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has been sidelined. He's been criticized for the slow initial response to the virus. He was noticeably absent during the vice president's trip yesterday and a briefing here at the White House earlier this week.
Well, and this morning when he signed the $8.3 billion, he was standing right next to him, so that's kind of a rumor control, trying to find out something that's wrong with the system so they can criticize them. And it just amazes me. Morning Joe did it today, and they were just very critical that the response was too late, not enough, ill-prepared, not smart, all the typical things that these Trump haters do all the time. And it really is driving me crazy how they're dealing with this thing. Pompeo was on this morning with, did I miss my break? I did. I missed the break, Joey.
Well, we got it right now.
Okay, we're going to take the break and come back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If you live a-
work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The number infected with the coronavirus in the U.S., 232. At least 14 people killed. This as the selling continues on Wall Street.
It came from Larry Kudlow, the president's top economic advisor, that right now the Trump administration is indeed considering some economic stimulus measures in response to the coronavirus. This is a bit of a 180 from the administration.
Fox's Blake Berman, President Trump, who signed the $8 billion emergency funding bill to fight the virus earlier today, is now getting a firsthand look at devastation from tornadoes Tuesday in the Nashville area. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
Donaldson Christian Academy, a pre-K through high school in one of the hardest hit areas of Nashville, was leveled. The school's headmaster hopes President Trump sees the damage to bring attention to the help the community needs.
But I also hope it brings a spotlight to the resiliency in this community.
At least 24 people killed in the tornadoes. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is very good for the next few days, including the entire weekend. For today, look for lots of sunshine. It's going to be a nice one. High temperature in the low to mid-60s. Boy, we deserve this. Mainly clear tonight. Kind of chilly overnight low temperature in the mid-30s tomorrow and Sunday. Beautiful weather. Abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. Monday's high will be in the low 70s. Chance of showers by late Monday. And a better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
something that we were talking about, the town hall off mic. He really did a good job with that.
Yeah, I was wondering how Donald Trump was going to do, because we've seen him in the combative mode with the press conferences. We've seen him at the rallies. Seen him do sort of the somber, what he calls stiff speeches. To see him in that sort of atmosphere where he has to answer questions directly from voters, it's a different type of Trump, and I thought he did a good job.
He did a very good job. I thought he handled himself extremely well. And Joe Concha is going to talk about that. Do cut three first, and then we do it backwards.
Last night on the Fox News Channel, I'm sure the ratings are going to be through the roof. We had a town hall with the president in Scranton, Joe Biden's hometown. How did you think the president did in that particular format? Because people are used to seeing him in a 90-minute, essentially a big rally where he does all the talking. Last night, we heard a lot of questions.
Practice makes perfect, I think, with this president. He just seems so comfortable, like he's having a conversation with you. He doesn't drink, but a conversation with you at a bar. And I think Jebediah made a very good point earlier. Joe Biden speaks in one tone. He thinks that screaming equals passion, right?
Bingo.
And Bernie just does that thing. It's probably going to be Biden versus Trump, but Joe Biden is a very awkward candidate to listen to. President Trump is very relaxed because he's confident in his message, while Joe Biden doesn't really have a coherent message right now outside of Trump is bad, vote for me, and that's it.
Well, there's going to be another debate, and it's going to be Biden versus Bernie. It should be an eye-opener for a lot of the people who have coalesced around Mr. Biden.
Looking forward to seeing only two people on a stage, or maybe three if Tulsi Gabbard makes it, instead of the usual seven or eight and Tom Steyer eating up all the room, raising his hand every 3 seconds.
No, it was a very good observation. That was something I noticed. I mean, the way he, the terms he used, thanks for that question. He said that multiple times. He really addressed the issue that they were asking. He wasn't kind of skirting around it. He did that, put in the campaign political spin to things, but I thought he did a very, very good job. And I don't think Biden can do what he did last night.
Right.
I think he's going to come across not sincere. He's going to make something up. He's going to lose a fact. He's going to say something wrong. And I think it was exactly right that he tries to take passion by yelling at people and screaming, and that's passionate to him, and it does not come off good at all for Joe Biden. And I'm really looking forward to that March the 15th debate, because I think that will be very, very telling to see what that looks like. And will Bernie, because the fact that Elizabeth Warren has dropped out, and now we're getting all these stories surfacing that Elizabeth and Bernie really didn't like each other.
Right.
And that's becoming very apparent. And so what's Elizabeth's move? Is it to do nothing? Is it to support Joe Biden? Or is it to support Bernie? And I would think number two or number one would be more in play than number three.
Yes. And yeah, I think there is lost love, bad blood going on between Warren and Sanders, definitely. They're too alike, and maybe Bernie thinks she's not as down with the cause as he would like.
Well, from everything you kind of hear out there, is Elizabeth Warren is supposed to be a very difficult person to be around.
Yes.
Did you notice her grabbing her husband by the hand and pulling him?
Right.
Does he have a leash that you couldn't get your hand on?
Yeah, Senator Ted Cruz gave a good interview recently where he talked about what's Bernie like, what's Warren like, what's Biden like. So Biden really is affable and can be likable and charming. Bernie really is. He said there was a skit from SNL in 2013 where Larry David's playing Bernie, and Bernie won't shake everybody's hand because everybody's sneezing in their hands. Like, I'm not shaking your hand. I'm not shaking your hand at all. And Cruz said that's actually closer to the truth than people want to understand. And then he said Elizabeth Warren, the way Cruz described her, is strident, doesn't work with other people, is a true believer in what she believes in, and is not really willing to bend at all to get things done, which makes her, well, unlikable.
Let's go to the phones and try to fit J.D. in here. J.D., welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Hey, good afternoon. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
I think President Trump's town hall goes to show you what kind of person he is when he's being asked questions and not consistently attacked. Because they were honest questions from honest people, and it wasn't people just trying to bash him and you know, just constantly attack him like the media typically does, which is why I think he's a little bit more abrasive towards the media. They downright lie. And as far as Elizabeth Warren, I don't know that she may or may not believe in what she says. I think she's a confirmed pathological liar. She may have lied so much that she thinks she believes it. But I just think she's in looking for power. She's just, you know, hungry looking for power. That's all I believe.
Do you think she's going to make it some type of move towards somebody endorsing Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, or do you think she'll do nothing?
I don't know. I think that I don't think she's going to go anywhere, and I think that, you know, it was set up for Bernie to be outed again, which I don't think Bernie's a great candidate, to be honest with you. I've said it before. The two best candidates would never see the main stage for the Democratic Party, and that was Yang and Tulsi Gabbard. But we all knew that they were never going to see the main stage. But they were also the two that were closest to the middle. I think her best move would be to endorse Bernie because they have such like politics. But I don't think that's going to go anywhere because I believe Bernie's going to get outed and Joe Biden's going to look like a fool against Trump. I mean, that's it. He's going to fall asleep on stage and Trump's going to stand up there and be like, hey, Joe, wake up. Wake up, buddy. Hey, you know, I'm not done with you yet, buddy. And, and then I'm pretty sure Biden will step over and endorse Trump for senator. You know, he doesn't know where he's at.
Yeah, let me tell you, Trump did a really good job in that town hall on that, talking about, the Super Thursday and saying I'm running for Senate. He did a really good job with that. Very, very well done by Trump.
I thought he was very personable. And like I said, I felt like he was so personable because people were just asking honest questions. It wasn't somebody trying to trap him or attack him.
Yeah,
he wasn't defensive at all.
Yeah, I need to go to a break, JD. I really appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great weekend.
Hey, you as well, Dan, Joey. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks. Let me go to a break. Come back to Red Top right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. We're bringing the best of PRCA cowboys and bucking stock to Montgomery. Freestyle bullfights, children's events, and entertainment for the whole family. Ticket deals for active military, a Friday night family four-pack, and learn how your children can get in free. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good, beautiful Friday. How you like it, guys?
It is. Except for the wind a little while ago, it was gorgeous this morning. I mean, picture perfect.
And it still is, but that wind must be blowing 30 miles an hour. I was just up on the ladder. I got off the ladder. My ladder took off without me.
I like that. Be careful,
that happens. Hey, I will, man. I'm sorry. I guess I was understanding it was on Fox, but it was Fox News, so I missed Donald Trump. I hope you guys got some clips. But I think it's wonderful where he's pretty much following the Democrats wherever they go. They have a rally. They have a vote somewhere. They have a big event. He goes to Biden's hometown. I think it's great timing for him. He knows where to be at the right time.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. On a political strategy basis, one of the things that a campaign always says is do what your opponent cannot do. So if you've got a family and your opponent doesn't, do family things. But what they're doing is he's going to places that they cannot go because they have to go focus on these states. So he's going to be spending time in Pennsylvania while they're fighting it out in Missouri. Now, Michigan's going to be important, and it'll be interesting to see what Bernie Sanders does there. And Florida will be important. But he's going to be where they are not and where they cannot.
Yeah. I am very encouraged. For once, Mitt Romney has showed some gonads, and now he has voted to subpoena Hunter Biden.
Yeah, that's.
Did you hear that this morning?
I did. And this Hunter Biden thing is going to really start getting, we'll get going. We have some clips on that from Lindsey Graham and others, and they're very focused on it. And
good.
I think, and let me tell you something. I've always thought that they knew that Joe Biden was vulnerable, and that's why the teams didn't get behind him. But then when Bernie started kind of taking off, they got scared, and then they coalesced behind Biden. I think they're going to find that was a mistake because I think he is going to implode. The question is when. Does he implode before the convention or after the convention?
The problem with the Democrats, one of them, they got so many damn problems, is they work on a total emotional basis. They are complete reactionaries, and they have no foundation. They're just pure emotion. This goes across the board with almost all their policies. And, you know, you can't just, that's why it's a good thing we are not a democracy and we are a representative republic, because those kind of people will take hold of this country. And we got to have somebody slow things down and show some reason on something. And these people, they're willing to jump into the fire.
And they don't even know what they stand for. I mean, the amazing thing is how far Joe Biden has gone to try to woo that far left vote that's out there. And it's all, to them, it's all about beating Donald Trump. You're going to hear Karl Rove talk about some of the things I did the day after the election, and their vote is not as good as they think it is. It's actually failing in a lot of places. And I think they're going to be stunned because people do not feel the way that they do.
Yeah. On a quick closing note, I think Tommy Tuberville needs to hire Jack Campbell as his consultant, because I thought the idea of him going up to D.C. and meeting with Donald Trump was an excellent idea.
I think it is, too.
Don't you think? Do you think Shelby would be nasty to him if he did that?
I don't know.
That's the reason why he's not?
No, I think that Trump is his own person. I think the key would be, I mean, if I was managing his campaign, I would find some key players in there that could get me in to go see Donald Trump, or I'd come up with a reason or a way to get with Donald Trump, even if it's when he's doing his trip, you go to one of his rallies and just spend a little time with him instead of making it formal, and just say, if he told Donald Trump, Mr. President, I'm behind you 100%. You're my guy. I think Donald Trump will respond very favorably to that.
He has not met the president, as far as you know, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gosh, you guys have a great, great weekend. It's going to be beautiful, but I guess we better jump out in the yard while we got a chance, right?
Look, don't. If I see a ladder flying by, I know it's yours.
Grab it. It's probably mine. Hope I'm not attached to it.
Okay, Brent. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Do we have enough time for Rodney?
About 2 minutes here.
Oh, man. Rodney, I'm probably going to have to hold you over. What's on your mind? And how was Mardi Gras?
It was wonderful, Dan. I just really didn't do a whole lot of parading, but a whole lot of fun. Good food, family. It's always great. So, guys, you know, our president is doing such a great job. I always speak about our president so highly, and the first lady, and our vice president, and his wife. But Dan, I'm looking forward to Donald Trump. Seems to be in neutral mode as far as kicking off his TV advertisement and stuff for campaigning here for 2020. And I look forward to it because I believe it's going to ignite very soon. And so I'm excited about that. I'm waiting to see what strategy our president has to put out all the dirt on these bunch of critters out the swamp. So I'm looking forward to that. But, Dan, when is Donald Trump going to really blow the media up and go to California?
He's already been to California. He just got back 2 weeks ago.
Okay, maybe I was doing Mardi Gras and I missed all that.
Yeah, it was during Mardi Gras. Or Mardi Gras.
Well, no wonder I missed it then.
yeah, he did. But anyway, he was very, very smart. He went to California. He went to Nevada right before, and this all happened before the Nevada primary caucus. He went there three times. And then he, he did Arizona and he did one other state. And it was brilliant because he was there before those primaries and caucuses were happening and getting the word out.
Well, that's good. That's great. Dan, you know how New Orleans and Louisiana is doing Mardi Gras time, so I apologize for missing that. I was in a whole nother country.
There you go. Absolutely.
But, guys, I also want to speak highly of our president because many years back, the president has read some literature about this. He did some type of interview, and he spoke about the International Trade Center building in New Orleans, and he spoke about it being a great place to put a hotel and refurbish the building into a hotel.